Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Lord's house. Look at these beautiful fixtures. Are y'all gonna help me in here? Look at these beautiful lights in here. All of these fixtures in the Lord's house. Look at those beautiful flowers hanging in the window there. Look at these two beautiful screens here. Y'all ain't seeing what I'm seeing. And so not only does he deal with the furnishing in the Lord's house, he deals also with the fixtures in the Lord's house. He had hinges and they were made of gold in which to hang the doors on. He wasn't playing with God's house. We playing with God's house. But they were serious about the house of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, we got to be serious about God's house. Because if it wasn't for the Lord's house, you wouldn't have your house. Somebody ought to talk to me. Except the Lord build the house. Are y'all going to help me in here? They that labors but in vain. Except the Lord keep the city. The watchman, he watches but in vain. And we ought to want to take care of God's house. Because I've learned that when you take care of God's business, how many of you know the Lord will take care of your business? And I believe that that's the problem with our world today. And many of us, and even in many of our homes, it's because we won't take care of God's business. But can I tell you, God will get it out of you. One way or another. He'll put holes in your pocket. You wonder where all your money going. Utilities high and everything. Come on, talk back to me. You won't take care of the Lord's business. Because I read somewhere between Genesis and Revelation, Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom. Am I preaching in here? Am I doing all right, y'all? The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so here in this text, we see the furnishing of God's house. Secondly, we see the fixtures of God's house. And then thirdly, my brothers and my sisters, not only that, but we see the fashion in this particular text. Notice they not only brought in the furniture. They not only brought in the fixtures. But thirdly, as I look at this particular text, we see the fashion of it. And what I mean is it wasn't cheap. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Notice it said that the altar was gold. The table was gold. Do I have a witness here? The candlesticks was pure gold. There were five on the right side. and five on the left. Do I have a witness here? And it says, with the oracles and with the flowers and the lamps. Do I have a witness? And the tongues, they were made of gold. Somebody ought to help me here. Not only the tongue, but the bowls. Yes, and the snuffers. And you know what a snuffer is? It is what you put on top of, the candle in order when you get ready to smell it out. And can you imagine that even the little snuffer was made of gold? Do I have a witness here? Yes, and here, and it says all of the hinges was made of gold. And notice here, my brothers and my sisters. And so verse 51, as I get ready to leave you here, it says, and so was ended all the work of King Solomon made for the Lord's house. Yes, that his father had dedicated it to, even the silver and the gold. The Bible says that he did put among the treasures of the house of the Lord. And so I come to tell you, yes, that it wasn't cheap in furnishing the Lord's house. Do I have a witness here? And so you ought to not be cheap when it comes to furnishing the Lord's house, because it takes money. Look at the text. He said, and they brought in all the silver and the gold. Have I got a witness here? And they put it in the treasure. And so let me just stop here. And since we have furnished the Lord's house, Reverend Mathis, and since we've seen the fixtures of the Lord's house, and since we have seen the fashion of what it took to furnish the Lord's house and how expensive it was, we need to bring now all the silver. Y'all ain't talking to me. Am I talking to somebody? And the gold. And so on Sunday morning, you ought not have a problem bringing in the tithes. You ought to help me in here for the furnishing of the Lord's house. Have I got a witness here? Because as I close and as I leave you here, it's not cheap. The Lord's house is not cheap. Have I got a witness? It cost God something to build the church. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? It cost him his life. Do I have a witness here? It cost Jesus something to establish his church. It cost him his blood out on a hill called Calvary. Good day, Antioch. May the Lord bless you real good. Congratulations on your dedication and your renovation. But it cost the Lord something. Have I got a witness here? It cost him to give his life. And how many of you know that he shedded his blood for the church? Have I got a witness here? How many of you know that he died for the church? You ought to help me in here. Is there anybody here that knows he died for the church? Oh, shucks, ain't nobody talking to me in here. Is there anybody here that knows he died for the church? And you know who the church is. The church is you and me. Have I got a witness? But he set up a place of worship for us. Have I got a witness here? And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm glad I got somewhere to go where I can worship the Lord, where I can fellowship with my brothers and my sisters. And it's not raggedy. You ought to help me here. Have I got a witness? Because we don't mind refurnishing the house of the Lord. We don't mind bringing in the silver and the gold. Have I got a witness? And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm so glad he died for the church. I'm so glad that one Friday evening, hill called Calvary, they took my Lord and they took your God and they led him to Calvary's hill with a cross on his shoulder and they lift him high. Do I have a witness? But I'm so grateful that he said that if I and if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. And you know the rest of the story. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there for 3 long days. But early one Sunday morning, he got up. I wish I had a witness. Is there anybody here that knows the Lord? He got up. You ought to help me to say, with all power in his hand, all power, any all right. I said, any all right, any all right. Say yes, say yes, say yes. I know he's all right. I wish I could preach it like I feel it. I know he's all right. Ain't he all right? You ought to look at your navel and tell your navel he's all right. Say, navel, he's all right. Oh, shucks, that's the wrong neighbor. Say, navel, he's all right. Come on and do it one more time. May the Lord continue to bless you real good. But we've seen the furnishing. We've seen the fixtures. And we've seen the fashion. And then we've seen the finance. They brought it in into the house of the Lord and they put it in the treasure. Amen. God bless you. The Lord keep you is our prayer.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT and KQJO-FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it. We've got Louisiana.
Won't you send your power down?
Lord, won't you send your power down?